It's Deprogrammed. My name is Justin Wilson, and I'm a host guy. I do things and talk into microphones. It's fun. I like it. This is Deprogrammed. This week, we don't have a band, and you may have noticed, if you're watching on the YouTube, I'm sitting in a chair. Yes, it's been that kind of couple weeks. I hurt my back, and I didn't feel like standing, so I'm sitting in a chair. That's the long story short.
I'm lazy. I'm always in a chair.
It's been a chaotic couple weeks. Of course, a few weeks back we had the big All Day You Drunks, and it was a tremendous success. It was a great time, but it's also where I got my injury for being stupid. Oh, you know what? Before I get into this and why we're doing the show this way today, head over to radiofradio.com/shop, buy a t-shirt. We're actually going to have the first run of them in hand. Hopefully within the next week or two. And thank you, Nathan. Appreciate it. We're going to have the first run in hand shortly. So you're going to want to get them soon before the first run is out. Be the first one to rock a double middle finger shirt on your block because it's cool, Jack. And also you can go to patreon.com/radiofradio. And, for as little as a dollar a month, you can help support and keep afloat a local independent internet radio station that wants to do bigger and better things for you, the listener. And today I'm joined by Matt in studio.
I was here.
Hi, bye, Matt. Yeah. that's the way it works out most of the time.
I was here.
You were here, and you asked me what the show was tonight, and I was like, well, here's the thing. We had the All Day You Drunks. You know, it was a resounding success. It was a great time. Everybody had fun. We had a lot of people. There's a lot of pickles.
There's a lot of talking. A
lot of talking. But come Tuesday, when it's time for Pop to go on the air, actually a little bit before, I was on my way.
Yep.
I happened to be leaving the 7-Eleven. I got some coffee, and I check in the Slack, and Matt's like, yeah, we don't have internet. It's like, oh, great, here we go. So I'm like, well, I'm already on the way down, just going to come down and doing all the troubleshooting. The guys at Cox give you nothing, basically.
They give you nothing.
Nothing.
They obviously knew that there was a problem.
Yeah. Why don't they lead with that?
Why don't they just tell us that? But nope, they go through everything. And then to the point where, okay, well, I'll send a guy out.
No.
Now, the problem was created by them. They blew up basically every router that was my type of router.
Right.
So the router that the RFR studio is on, anybody who has that router, dead. So they knew what the problem was, and they, instead of saying that, they actually said, well, we'll send a guy out.
Yeah, because then...
And I hear that, and I'm like, oh, well, then they're going to charge us. I was like, don't do that. Take the route. I was like, I grabbed the phone. I was like, well, how about this? We'll take the router back to a Cox store. You guys can, you know, swap it out, right? He was like, well, yeah, of course.
Well, there you go.
Well, then why didn't we just do that?
Why did we
troubleshoot for an hour?
Had to get
our
try
time
to get money
is valuable.
Out of you. Yeah. But I get here, and of course the problem's not solved. There's nothing we can do. So we had to call tonight. Fun little play of, man, I can't believe, like, it's the... If you don't listen to Popped, you should. At the very tail end of Popped, every week is the Kanye West Twitter bot.
West Twitter bot.
And, you know, he has all these sage tweets that he tweets out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's just on the show every week. And then last week, the program was supposed to be on Kanye West. So we think that Kanye found out about this and decided...
He shut us down.
Fuck RFR, I'm shutting them down.
Because he can shut us down.
Oh, he can.
Which is way easy.
Yeah. Because he's Kanye West.
Kanye West.
He's got K West money.
That's right.
So,
honestly, you just need a pair of clippers and knowledge of which wire does what.
Yeah. I hope people don't do that, though. Don't do
please
that.
Please don't do that.
Because I was actually pretty bummed out that not only did we not get Popped or deprogrammed last week, but we lost Wednesday as well. There was just the turnaround was too high. Like, there was no way we were going to be able to. Because, I mean, you work. You know, when are you going to
say that the truth?
When are you supposed to install the modem? So we lost Tuesday and Wednesday last week. That was, you know, and then through that whole time, I'm dealing with a back issue. It wasn't so bad last week. I think that's what's got me way thrown off.
Well, this week is bad. I think this week has been worse because we had all day you drunks, and that was kind of draining. So last week we were kind of down. But then your back has been just ripped to shreds. So you haven't been on, up to 100%.
No.
I'm getting killed at work.
Yeah.
So I haven't been 100%. If you listened to Good Morning Drunks yesterday, it's quite apparent.
Yeah. Well, and again, these are the reasons I like to stand usually for my shows is I feel like I can be more energetic. Sitting down, I usually just feel lazier. And
well, I think a lot of this comes from the fact that we do consistent weekly shows, you know?
Many of them.
They're not all going to be great. No. We're going to have some that are going to be a little down just because of you know, things like this.
Yeah.
You're back, my work schedule, and then, you know, and then crippling depression that we all deal with.
Yes.
That's one of the prerequisites to work on an RFR show.
That's true.
It's crippling depression.
Yeah. The devil bit was funny, though.
The devil bit was
since
funny.
It came out of nowhere.
Did.
It was an RKO.
Yep. Wait. Did it come out of nowhere?
It came out of nowhere.
Okay. Was it delivered by Randy Orton?
No.
Sorry, it is not an RKO.
Damn this flowchart. So I thought it'd be fun. I don't know how many people are listening or how many people saw the post earlier, but I thought it'd be fun to kind of take a look back at some of the deprograms we've had because I haven't really had a chance to reflect. Like, we've done like 30 something episodes at this point.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to sit back.
30 individual bands.
Yeah. And God knows how many of those were like full on discoveries for me. Like,
you were doing a lot the last few shows.
Yeah. I mean, we're at a point where I'm running out of the bands that I'm highly familiar with. So it's going to be a discovery almost every week. You know, we're going to do Red Hot Chili Peppers next week. I'm familiar with them because I like their early work. I hope that James and Corey don't like their newer work because then there may be a problem.
I know one song that needs to get there. It's a little song called All Around the World.
It
has to be.
I think we're pushing Kanye West to 2 weeks from now. I still have to talk to Sarah and Katie about it and make sure. But I know Sarah's out of town, so you know it's a thing. You know, we'll get it worked out and get back on the track.
Once again, because Kanye decided to shut us down, it's put deprogram into chaos.
Yeah,
manageable chaos.
And I mean, you know what? We had the week off last week, and this week is sort of a week off. I didn't have to like try to cram a bunch of tunes to a band I didn't know.
Which is good because I don't think you could.
That's a lot of work. You know, it sounds stupid, but like if there's a band you're not familiar with at all, like completely, and you're trying
to listen to all of their and then come up with 10 songs that you think are their best.
Yeah.
Which means you can't just listen to their discography once.
Nope. You have to try to, and you have to find really nitpicky reasons to lose songs too, to like just get them out of there. So you get a manageable number of songs that you're going to listen to. It's a lot of work, but it's fun. I love it. And that's why we continue doing the show. I'm not sure how many of the deprogrammed episodes you've listened to, but I was just wondering, are there any bands that you've discovered through this show? Any bands that you decided to...
Yeah, ICP.
No, I know you listened to that and actually liked that episode.
I liked the episode.
Yeah.
No, because I'll usually... there hasn't been a band so far that I haven't been familiar with.
Right.
Because I don't know. It's weird. I don't consider myself like super music guy.
Yeah.
But Deprogrammed pretty much hits on all of the bands that I'm pretty much familiar with.
Well, you know, I'm a 90s guy myself. So like anybody puts up a 90s band.
We've been heavy on the 90s bands.
Yeah.
So, and our tastes are pretty similar. So
We're not too far off.
We're not too far off. So a lot of the bands that have been on so far, it's all stuff that I'm familiar with. And if it's not like Steely Dan, I don't like them. You know, I know I don't like them.
Yeah.
And the program, unfortunately, isn't going to turn me around on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe Red Hot Chili Peppers will be the band. I'm with you. I like their earlier stuff.
I pretty much, like, I kept giving it a try after One Hot Minute was great. I loved One Hot Minute. a very 90s record. They mm-hmm. switch guitarists. They bring in Dave Navarro. I mean, we'll talk about more about this next week. But Californication, I loved when it first came out, but it wore out on me fast.
I hate that album.
And then I kept trying with, but, you know, here we are with them. So I'll see how this conversation goes next week. I'm curious to see because they're younger. They're
now,
much younger than
I will say. I will say one thing about Deprogrammed. Even the bands that I don't like, those are usually the shows that I like the most.
It's usually a good conversation. It's nice to hear.
It's always a good conversation. I don't think there's been a bad episode of Deprogrammed. I know you think that there's one out there, which we won't say which one.
Oh, it's the back one.
It's the back one. Because you guys decided to fight.
I mean, it was bloody. Like, it was just all three of us were in very separate corners. Like, I was trying to play the game, and my brother Rob went direct, just his favorites, and he went super deep. And James had a mix of super deep and radio stuff that mm-hmm. both Rob and I didn't like. So, it, like, he had Dreams. And we're like, ugh, that's a terrible song. So, but when you have like none matching, like every single song you play, it's like you need to hit somewhere.
Well, I think Beck is a great artist to kind of dissect with the program though, because his music is so all over the map.
Yeah,
like it there's some just such garbage. There's a lot of garbage out there.
A lot of his newer stuff.
But then
sure.
some of his like a lot of the Sea Change stuff on Sea Change.
Sea Change is amazing.
It's just transcending.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't know, Midnight Vultures. There's some stuff that I would like to punch in the face. I would like to make it. I would like to take the song, turn it into a real person, and punch it right in the face.
Wow. Beck was fun. I'm trying to think of another one where we had trouble on Costello. Actually, it was a great conversation, mm-hmm. a lot of fun.
I do like when you discover a band like Elvis Costello and realize how much you should have been listening to him.
Yeah.
All along.
Yeah.
Because this is kind of the stuff that I discovered. Ever since the introduction of the iPod, because you know I was a real early adopter of the iPod. So when iTunes kind of started coming out and you could just steal a bunch of music, put on it. Wait, no, I didn't mean steal.
Buy. Yes.
No, but when you could buy good compilations of artists, you know, that weren't so much. Because it feels like iTunes has done a good job of putting out compilations that aren't like the traditional best of packages. So like one of them was, I think I got in like an iTunes exclusive, like just Elvis Costello. And so when I listen to you discover Elvis Costello like that, it just kind of like reminds me of what I like about discovering new music. And gets me jazzed to go out there and kind of find new artists.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell I'm saying. I lost my point in there somewhere.
Well, Elvis Costello Super Drag was another one that I was super impressed with. And it's like, man, I can't believe I missed them. Because that Super Drag, if you listen to Super Drag, is almost on the nose a Justin band. Mm-hmm. It is a Justin sound.
Even their hit?
Yeah. Well, I think the problem was like the hit is poppier than the rest of the.
It is poppier, but that seems like the kind of eclectic song that you would have latched onto.
Yeah, and I did, but I just never sought out their. I never sought them out. And
that makes sense. Well, there was so much happening in the 90s. You know,
I dove hard into the Pumpkins, and I dove hard. Deftones probably around that same time, and. Actually, a lot of hip-hop, like Biggie and,
mm-hmm.
well, mostly Biggie. So just Puff Biggie. Daddy and the Family and Biggie and like, Puff Daddy and the Family.
I like Puff Daddy. I like Puff Daddy because of Godzilla song.
Oh, God.
And then what are we doing? We're just remaking a Police song but making it terrible?
Well, that whole soundtrack is terrible.
So you're going to miss Biggie?
Freaking Green Day did the same song for that soundtrack, only they added a Godzilla sound in it. Darn it. Darn it.
I don't remember that.
It's terrible. There's a good Foo Fighters song on that album, though.
Oh, God, the Wallflowers.
Ugh.
doing Bowie's Heroes.
Yeah. Ugh. if you're listening live and you'd like to call in and talk about, you know, maybe a band that you discovered from Deprogrammed or a band that you decided to delve in deeper with, the phone number is 757-848-5920. We'll take your call and get you right on air.
That's true. So who was number one? Who was the first band?
Smashing Pumpkins. One with a Bullet.
Fitting.
I mean, there was no other way for me to go. And that was hard.
How do you guys think you did with the list? I'm actually looking at the list right now.
I think we did great. I was bummed because my favorite song is Set the Rate of Jerry. Mm-hmm. And it immediately got shot down. Wow. It was me and one other guy, Daniel Fourlines. And he was like, man, like, I think I was the dick in the Smashing Pumpkins situation because I went deep. Like, I went...
It's rough when
like
it's
a real
your favorite.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I thought that I was going to have a problem with New Pornographers. I thought I was going to have a problem.
Well, you did.
Doing the. It wasn't the problem I thought I was going to have.
And then, I mean, it was.
I thought the problem was going to be me and James. I thought me and James were going to see you eye to eye.
Yeah.
And he was going to pick a lot of stuff that I wasn't going to pick and then attack me for what I picked.
Yeah.
And then I'd have to flip a table. So it's hard when, like, you're really, really attached to a band.
Yeah.
And you're kind of going in to play the game, but at the same time, you've got a real attachment to the song.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you deal with somebody, like, I think the same could be said to with Weezer.
Weezer was tough, too. Because
it was rough doing it with Zach, who was defending some of their newer stuff.
Yeah.
And me just hating a lot of their newer stuff.
Yeah.
Which probably isn't fair, and that's where Deprogrammed really sets itself apart because like a band like Weezer, it forces you to, number one, listen to a lot of their newer stuff because you can't just throw it all out and just say, I'm not going to pick something from here.
No,
because there may be something really good. So it really kind of makes you look at the entire discography and then say, okay, am I just picking a lot of these songs because they remind me of being 18, you know, 17 and 18.
Nostalgia.
Being young.
Yeah.
Am I being harsh on these newer songs because it's not the stuff I was listening to in high school?
Or
Weezer
are they just
was
not
very
good
much
songs?
Like, are they just not only good songs? And I think there's a
nice mix.
And I think Deprogrammed forces you to.
And, you know, I wish I would have had more time because I actually wanted to delve into the newer records because I knew Zach was going to have newer ones. And I wanted to be able to say no and here's why instead of no because it's newer. but we haven't had a non-fun episode. Actually, Ben Folds was one of the most fun episodes I had, mostly because we talked a lot about dicks and chat roulette, and actually at one point, because Keith...
Which actually, it ties into, not like you guys are just doing non-sequiturs.
Yeah. I had Keith and Katie in, and Sarah, who is a co-host on Popped, she stayed along because she's dating Keith, so they're together. So she stayed, and she's sitting over there on her laptop, and we start talking about chat roulette and, you know, how he did it at the concert, and suddenly I look over, and Sarah has chat roulette propped up on... like a chair over there.
Where
and
she's chat rouletting you guys.
It's directed over at us. So we're on chat roulette while we're doing the show. I mean, it's a silly, stupid little thing, but was
it's
a lot
fun.
Of fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
And I think, you know, and Ben Folds, that was a discovery for me too. Uh-huh. Like, again, it's one of those ones when, man, I should have been listening. I don't know how I missed that.
I like that Rock in the Suburbs song.
Me too. I loved it.
For some reason that...
But I just... I passed it. He as a musician passed me
by.
Because
you think
why.
Of Brick.
Yeah, which I mean, I love that song too.
It's a good song.
I love Whatever and Ever Amen. That's a really good album.
It really is. Oh, see, there was one after that too that I just absolutely loved.
Something about Reinhold.
Well, you know what was weird? Because what happened was, obviously, you know, like Brick and that, you know, the Ben Folds 5 comes out. And, you know, that was a huge, huge, huge hit. You couldn't get away from that.
Yeah.
Well, then, you know, I forget about Ben Folds, and I'm walking through an arcade, and, I don't know, around the turn of the century.
Yes.
And that Rock in the Suburbs song is playing. And I'm like, what is this? And it's Ben Folds.
Yeah.
It's weird how music and musicians sometimes, like, will weave in and out of your life.
And, I mean, that's why... To take it back to Smashing Pumpkins, that's why they're my favorite band. Mm-hmm. Like, they never weave out other than their their hiatus from 01 to 07. That's the only time, and that's technically they didn't go anywhere because I was continuing to listen to the music.
We've done a couple of bands that I feel that you and I specifically are real flag carriers for, and that the Presidents.
God,
definitely.
Do you know how happy I was that we got to do the Presidents?
Yeah,
because initially I thought you were the only other Presidents fan I knew, and then Brian popped up, and I got scared that we were going to have to push it off because I thought maybe he wasn't going to be able to do it because that was around a time in the station's history. But we decided, fuck it, let's have him on.
History. We got a history so fast.
Yeah, we did. But we were like, fuck it, let's just have him on. And then Nathan decided that he was going to delve in too.
Yeah.
And so like the two or three newer records I hadn't been familiar with. I was more familiar with their earlier work.
And I think Nathan was really familiar with the first two.
Yeah.
And then, or maybe even three with Pure Frosting, but it had pretty much tapped out after that. So I was really happy that we were able to show him how great Freaked Out and Small is.
Yes.
And then he latched onto that album with just playing it over and over and over. Yeah. And I was like, yes, I know. It's almost as, it might even be, in my opinion, better than the first two.
Yeah. I mean, with the Presidents, it's hard for me because two, it's so perfect.
Perfect. Yeah.
Like one is great. I love one.
It is, but when you go back and listen to two, and
two,
I remember,
has envelopes.
I remember, it sure does, and that's what we love.
Yeah.
It's what we love.
It's,
I mean,
perfect intro, perfect outro. It's everything I want in a record.
I think you and I specifically have this problem with Deprogrammed is we're in love with track ones.
Yep.
And we love a nice bookend. We love a nice intro and a nice outro.
Yeah.
We like symmetry to our albums.
Jenny Zell is on the YouTube machine. She loves the Presidents now, thanks to Deprogrammed.
Good. Yeah, I mean, it's who else? Nobody else is talking about the Presidents in depth like that.
No,
nobody's talking about like New Pornographers or Ben Folds even.
No,
you know?
Not really.
And there's probably some kids. And I'll tell you, and I don't know if Jenny may agree with this too, because she's kind of in our age category. But I kind of like doing some of the deprograms that we've done. I like doing them with some of the younger kids who were into some of the older stuff.
Yeah.
I'd like listen to the older stuff, but well after.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple of people that we've had in.
The Nirvana episode with Taylor.
Yeah.
And he's much younger than us.
Much younger. Yeah. Wasn't really listening to music because it's just weird having conversations with them because they didn't live through it. And I think that brings a different dynamic definitely to the conversation.
Yeah.
But it's weird just having this talk with somebody and it's like, oh, you don't remember when like Kurt overdosed in Paris right before he died. Like you weren't around for that. You don't remember this. This was huge. It was all over MTV News. What, you don't remember Tabitha Thorne and Soren and MTV News? What about Kurt Loder? Where were you, kid?
You heard it first.
it's little moments like that that I think really makes Deprogram stand out.
I think it's fun too because like now because we have a pretty much a steady rotating cast. I'm trying to get new voices in frequently, but you know sometimes it just doesn't work that way. And Jenny Zell's a great example. She, when she's putting her list together, she knows she has to play the game some because she knows I'm here, and she knows that I like track ones and those are going to stick out to me. So sometimes she'll take a track one just because she knows there's a good chance I'm going to have
you're gonna
it. So, and it's, there's some gamesmanship to it. And I think that's a lot of fun. And I think so far everybody who's come in has had a great time, and that's what we're aiming for and hoping that somebody enjoys the band that we're talking about. So hopefully somebody will take that starter kit, and that's the way I'm trying to present it, is we're making a starter kit for that artist. Check these songs out and maybe you'll like them. I think that We haven't done a bad one yet. There hasn't been a band that I, there's going to be some
that we haven't done a bad starter kit for, because I'll disagree. New Pornographers. We did a bad starter kit because they're going to be like, a third of this album is some guy I've never, not a single song was on these 10. This is a completely different sound. Well, I thought this was supposed to be about this band.
Oops.
Our bad.
Yeah, well... Sometimes it just works out that way.
Sometimes.
I mean, I guess that's the downfall of a band having three separate songwriters when it comes to something like this.
Exactly.
I mean,
you're gonna gravitate to some of the others. Yeah. That's too bad.
I feel like
we were at least honest about it.
Oh yeah. Let's see. Where's our Radiohead list? I'm really proud of our Radiohead list. I need to stop twisting like this. That's what hurt my back in the first place.
Don't do that.
There hasn't been a band that I haven't liked yet either. You brought up Steely Dan earlier. Steely Dan's at the bottom of my list. But even them, they didn't bother me. They're a decent band.
I'm seeing Radiohead.
Yeah, Radiohead.
It's right there.
Yep.
It's right where you don't need to be
looking. Yeah. But Radiohead was fun because we had Darius in. And he's fighting for like Creep and Brian's just like flat out no. I understand.
The band wouldn't even fight for that.
No, and I mean, until recently they hadn't been playing it anymore either. Like it had disappeared off their playlist, or the set list rather. But I understand it being in the conversation.
Oh yeah, definitely. You can't not put it in the conversation.
You're not getting my vote for it.
Well, I've got a deprogrammed joke where every time anybody comes in to do deprogrammed, I ask what you guys are doing, and then I pick the most obvious choice and throw it out there just to make people angry.
I think one of my most, again, one of the best discoveries was Super Drag, because, and I want to do more episodes like Super Drag, because Jenny was new to the band and Andy was new to the band. So all three of us on the panel were just discovering Super Drag.
That's interesting.
And that was just a lot of fun to see, you know, where everybody's lists were coming from.
Well, then you got to talk to...
And then I got to talk to Tom.
Which was fantastic.
Yeah, he was great. He was super late. It was like after the show, but it still happened. And I chatted with him for like a good 30, 40 minutes or something. And I probably, like, it felt like we probably could have gone at least another 20 or 30.
Yeah.
Like the conversation was just flowing. He's very open with information.
I'd love to be able to get more artists in.
There was a time where I was trying like really hard to make that, because I do want to do an hour or two of deprogrammed, but not until I'm sure that we can fill the hour. I don't want to say, okay, well, we're gonna take your calls and stuff, and then go to the second hour, and then it's just me going for an hour.
So what I also love about this band is that they have a tour van.
I'm dying to do an episode of the Frogs.
I think you just need to do that.
I may end up just doing it by myself.
I'll do a discovery.
I'm piss scared though, because
but I'm not gonna attack you.
Yeah, that's true.
You might want to pick somebody safe.
Yeah,
who's not gonna attack you if the band turns out to be really bad. But I also know a little bit about the Frogs, and it's got a bit of a Nirvana connection, so I can.
Well, you know,
I can dig it.
A lot of bands in the 90s, actually, Pearl Jam, The Pumpkins, Beck, all love the Frogs. And you can find videos of both of Billy Corgan and Eddie Vedder playing with the Frogs.
Which is why I know that I'm a safe bet to do that as a discovery.
Yeah.
Because I probably won't outright hate.
And I mean, yeah, that's part of it, because I don't want to say it's a thinking man's band, because it's not. It's a lot of it's a lot of stupid jokes. It's a lot of gay jokes, and there's a whole racial album called Racially Yours. Well, it's a lot of really racially insensitive jokes.
Sounds like I am the person to be.
It's a lot of racially
that
insensitive
seems
jokes.
To fit right in with my character.
I mean, I may not include that, but like the rest of the stuff, it's just it. I find it hilarious, and I think it's really, these are really fun poppy tunes that they're writing the most ridiculous lyrics to. So I don't know. That's the appeal for me. I definitely want to do a full on discovery of like Garbage. Cause for whatever reason, I've liked almost every song I've ever heard by Garbage, but I never bothered to check into them. Like, I never bought an album. My mom had the self-titled album with Stupid Girl on it, but I never listened to it. I listened to Stupid Girl, I feel like, a couple times. Maybe Only Happy When It Rains. And I never followed up with them. I never checked into newer records or anything. Hole is another band I definitely want to do.
I didn't either.
Well, Garbage is another. I've always enjoyed the radio hits, and then that's as far as I took it.
It just seems.
I never listened to a whole album.
They seem like they're in my wheelhouse, so I don't understand why I would have never
listened to their albums.
See, and I mean,
because I'm an album guy.
You're an album guy. You're a female vocalist guy.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't. I mean, again, it seems right in your wheelhouse too. They're less poppy than you like. There's some poppy songs.
I don't know. I'm also not that poppy.
They seem like some of it seems
like
mopey.
Depressing.
Yeah,
I like a little bit of mope.
So I don't know. I definitely want to do Garbage. Hum might be hard to get people for because that might be too deep. But they have the one hit Stars.
Right. That one about the County Blue Cars.
No,
it's one of my favorites.
Oh God, I'm never doing Dishwalla. That's not happening. But
Dishwalla wouldn't even do Dishwalla at this point.
Nickelback is going to happen. I have one person who stepped up and decided that they.
I assume that everybody who hates Nickelback is just like what. I don't like Nickelback because I don't like that sound.
Yeah.
Like they're none of that. I hate all of that sound.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. That being said, it doesn't sound any different than like. Chevelle, is that a band?
Chevelle's a band.
Creed, is that a band?
Creed.
It all sounds
Creed
the same
and Nickelback
to me.
are mirror images,
what
basically.
About Days of the New? Is that a band?
I want to watch the rest of the world to be so dumb.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's that one.
I want to watch it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't... All of that stuff sounds... But I don't understand why people who listen to that... Whatever that is, why they wouldn't like Nickelback. So I think there's a lot of... I think you need to do Nickelback.
Well, it's also funny...
People need to face their Nickelback.
It's funny because Nickelback, they're selling records. Somebody's buying those records. How is it possible that I don't know anybody who likes Nickelback? I mean, it can't be true.
That Chad Kroeger guy's a millionaire.
Yes.
Unless he made his money in supermarkets.
Or... Or from his wife.
Just banging Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
Are they still together?
I don't know.
He does. I like his grocery store.
Just a skater boy.
God.
Clearly.
Are you ever going to do an Avril Lavigne?
Does she have she might actually have enough music for that, but
kind
I don't
of
know
a
that
name
I'd
is
want
Avril.
To.
That sounds like some sort of bug that you want to get out of your garden.
Aren't they both Canadian? I think she's Canadian.
I think they are both Canadian.
I know that Nickelback's Canadian.
Yeah, she's definitely Canadian.
Well, then there you have it.
I need to go to Home Depot tomorrow. I got to get some stuff.
Yeah.
To put on the garden because the Avrils have been just ripping apart my tomatoes.
Yeah, you got to take care of those Avrils.
Really do.
And the Krogers. man, I want to see some of these lists because I'd like to defend some of the choices. Actually, here's one. The Pixies. I feel like we put together a really good list of the Pixies.
No, I want to see what your Pixies list is.
Is it not up on the wall?
It is, but it's like right behind you, so I'm going to go to the website.
Oh, okay.
Pixies, no secret here. I am a huge Pixies fan.
There's definitely, going back now, I would have lost, oh man, I don't remember which ones made it in now, and I can't turn around to look.
Don't turn around.
Don't
just stall.
Turn around.
Keep stalling.
Want to hear my heart break you.
I'm going to go to music.
I wonder if Ace of Base has enough music to do a...
They did have that one album where all of their...
Everything was...
Every single one of their...
Every song was a single.
That was a terrible year for music. What was it, 93?
Color Me Bad.
But we also had...
Milli Vanilli,
which should have really... God, the Pixies, there we go. But then again, we also had one of our favorite albums.
Yes.
Ace of Base.
Jim and the Steve Men.
God, why can't I think of In Utero? I need to. Okay, so you guys had La La Love You.
Good pick. Where's My Mind, Gigantic, Debaser, Cecilia Ann, Here Comes Your Man, Green and Blues, I Bleed, Holiday Song, and Head On. Man, there are some picks I would take out of there. Number one?
Yeah.
Got one thing to say to you.
Yeah.
Why no UMass?
I had UMass.
Come on, man.
I had UMass.
You got to get physical with these people.
I don't understand how neither of them had UMass. UMass is like quintessential.
Like seriously, no UMass?
It's quintessential, if you ask me.
man.
I believe the argument was they didn't like one of the panel members didn't like the "It's Education Now." It's like, but
oh, I'm sorry, you didn't like
the awesome part.
You don't like the hook.
Yeah,
dick. Who was that?
I don't remember.
Call him out.
Nope. But even music wise, like I don't want. I
no broken face.
I had broken face.
I got a broken face.
I think you and I would have been okay.
No, hey. I know it's a.
I would have lost Cecilia Ann at this point to get UMass in, but UMass didn't even make the conversation because I was the only one who had it. Disturbing. What are you going to do?
Hmm.
You do what you can with what you got. And, I mean, overall, it's still a good list. It just could have been better with UMass.
Yeah. A broken face.
I think that's the only one. I feel like that's the only time.
Bone Machine? I'm just saying, there's a couple.
I had Bone Machine.
There's a couple. I think you and I would have matched exactly.
What a drag it was. Okay. Well, we had Gigantic, didn't we? Yeah, we had Gigantic.
How do you not have Hey just for the opening alone?
I don't know, man. I didn't have Hey, I don't think. But I don't know. I'm trying to think of some of the other discoveries we had.
But though, that's what's so good about this. I like when I don't agree totally.
Well, and I mean,
because it furthers the conversation.
Well, yeah, and lists are hard to get anybody.
What's another
to agree
one you
on?
Thought? What's another one controversial that I would know?
Well, I know controversial was Steely
it's
Dan.
Controversial. You can just yell anything.
Yeah.
If it's Education you don't like.
When we did Steely Dan,
God, you guys did the Replacements.
Yeah.
Was that a discovery for you?
Yeah, it was a discovery.
Placements is an amazing band.
I had Matt and Rashi.
They got a couple of songs that just destroy me every time.
Matt and Rashi from Feral Conservatives were in for that one.
I could see that. I could see them liking their Placements.
And it was it was a fun discovery. Every discovery has been fun.
Limp Bizkit?
That wasn't a discovery, though.
It's just a discovery that somebody would do it.
Limp Bizkit, it was me and Joe. And Limp Bizkit was a fun conversation because, you know, it's one of those bands where some of the music stood up, you know, withstood some of it, but most of it was nostalgia.
Real product of its time.
Yeah, most of it is, man, I remember being angry and thinking that this was cool. God, Athens!
We get it, Fred.
Good cover.
You should be everywhere now. Let's
put you and in, he was.
Let's
Jesus.
Put you in everything.
He was.
I've just unlocked you in a wrestling game. Why are you in this?
They were everywhere, dude. Everywhere. No, Limp Bizkit was a lot of fun. Blink-182 was a lot of fun. That was just me and Joe, too. And it was a sing-along. Like, him and I were just singing
the songs.
All the songs. That was a lot of fun.
No, that was great. I love that one because Joe went so radio.
He did.
And I love it when people go radio on your ass. Ooh, Blur. What ended up with Blur?
Blur was a lot of fun. Blur was difficult. I found myself
number one, though. You went with my favorite.
Oh yeah,
Coffee and TV.
I mean,
every time I hear it, I miss Matinee. I have issues.
I knew that I was going to be partially biased to it when I saw it on the list. But then I listened to the song and I'm like, no, I can make a case for this. This is a good song. So I have no problems putting this on.
Yeah.
And it was pretty agreeable. I mean, there haven't been very many disagreeable episodes. Like I said, Elvis Costello, the three of us were on very different pages. And there was a lot of negotiation, which I think the negotiations are fun, too.
Yeah, yeah.
We had negotiations on the doors a couple weeks ago, which nobody got to hear because a weird naked Indian guy came out here and took us out. But
damn it.
We got down to, we had 9 songs in our top 10, 2 songs left in the conversation. And usually at that point, I play my, I'm the new ear on this, we're going to go with my pick. But both of the songs were on my list. So, and one was a Jenny song, one was a Corey song. So it was like as 50-50 as you can be with 3 people. And it just, it took a really deep conversation of, okay, so here are the merits of each song. And considering removing songs from the 10 to get them both in. And we ended up going with Backdoor Man because we had less from the self-titled record.
What, this is kind of off topic, but I think might be interesting. What's your process? Have you developed a process when you attack these lists?
Depends on if it's a discovery or if it's something I'm familiar with.
Cause I'm guessing discovery, you've got to really
if it's
hunker down and listen.
Yeah. If it's a band I'm familiar with, I try to take 10 that are just my favorites that I like, that I can make a case for, mm-hmm. That I just want to be said at some point in the show. I don't care if it gets on, but this song needs to at least be brought up. And then the rest of the 10, I try to play the game a little. I think about who I'm playing with. I think about a song that I actually like and can defend if I need to. And I think about where it lands on a record. And I think about where it fits in the scope of the band. Like, how does it match up to how the band sounds? Like, is it a definitive song?
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty deep process, which is why it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
If it's a discovery.
I think of 10 songs that I really, really like, and I write those down. And then I think of 10 other songs that I really, really like, and I write those down. Which everybody knows isn't true if you know the New Pornographers.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
The infamous New Pornographers list.
You had a
which
long,
it started out,
long list.
It started out on the long list was really all of their first album, all of their second album,
yeah.
And all of their third album. And I was like, yeah, this might be a little too much. I'm gonna have to cut before I even get to the fourth album.
See, that's the thing that bothers me. Like a band like New Pornographers, a band like The Doors was actually really hard too. I felt bad cutting songs.
Yeah. I felt like I let them down.
I feel like sometimes I'm looking for the dumbest reasons. Like, oh, it didn't start fast enough.
Well, and the New Pornographers, well, and a lot of times it'll just come down to, I guess I just had to pick one.
Yeah.
But the New Pornographers, I feel like we really failed just because we completely threw out pretty much like no Dan Behar songs, yeah. You know? And then
we get
tried. To the end, and it's like, why don't we have any?
We tried. It's just I don't even know how many we threw out, like into the convo. I mean,
They didn't hit the ones I threw out. James didn't have.
Yeah.
There just weren't any hits.
What are you gonna do at that point? You know, sometimes you just have to go with
get
the conversation.
Sad.
Yes.
I feel like I've let my one of my favorite bands down.
Oh man, they're waiting. James is waiting for me to have the hard sell on why the Frogs are the greatest band of all time. I don't think the Frogs are the greatest band of all time. I be loving the Frogs. There's nothing wrong with
you
that.
You like the Frogs, you know?
I like them a lot.
It's like me. I love the New Pornographers.
The Frogs have influenced a lot of the music that I like. So I mean, everybody always says, you know, you should like who. You know, influences your favorite musicians and stuff. You should go backwards and stuff. And I would do that, but it always leads to the Beatles and Led Zeppelin.
Dance. Yeah.
And I don't have a problem with either band. I don't dig them like everybody else does. So
I don't dig Led Zeppelin, but
I'm going to go.
It's ridiculous. I can't imagine anybody would not say that the Beatles were the greatest band of all time. I can't imagine anybody ever having that opinion.
But I would rather go. I saw the Frogs name first time. I was reading the liner notes in Pisces Iscariot,
mm-hmm.
And Billy's writing this, you know, notes, and he goes, the Frogs. Oh, how I miss the Frogs. And I was like, what? who the fuck are the frogs? And then that led, of course, oh, this story can finally come up. You remember Half Naked Josh from All Day You Drunks?
That's right.
So one time at 3 a.m, him and I are looking at yellowpages.com or whitepages.com or some shit.
This story is already off the rails.
And we looked up James Flemmian, who is the lead singer and guitar player of the Frogs.
Yeah.
3 a.m. 3 a.m. here, so it's like midnight there, I guess. Give or take. And
he was listed?
Yeah.
Okay.
We called him. He answers the phone.
Yeah.
Hello? Hey, is this James Flemmian? Who the hell is this? We're just fans. Click. I'm like, oh, cool. We just called the guy from the Frogs. And I mean, that was going to
be a punk band, right? For the most part.
Attitude wise, yes, absolutely.
But yeah, but more like
sound wise, no, not exactly. But attitude wise, absolutely. They're like very much in your face with their jokes and their writing. And
so, like, no respect for that?
I know, right? It's weird. That's why he wears wings. Yeah, and the other
like,
one wears wings.
You always seem to get, like, you seem to really get blown off by these people that have been, like made a career out of being subversive.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you're a little subversive, too,
yeah,
towards them, boom, they just block you or they yep. hang up on you.
Yes. Thanks, Tom Green.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yes. Yeah. It is what it is, man. What are you going to do?
Well, I don't know. Get mad?
Get sad. Get angry.
Tell Tom Green where he can go, which is apparently basic cable.
Yes. So make sure you guys check out the Deprogrammed Facebook page. There's a list of bands that I'd like to talk about or bands that have been suggested that I check out. If you'd like to come in and do an episode, we'd love to have you in.
What? Are you saying people could actually be guests on the show?
Absolutely. It's not even that hard. Just say,
no.
Man,
I just wander out of my backyard.
Man, I like this band. Can I come talk about them? Yes. And then I'll set up a date. It'll happen eventually. I know some people, because Alice Cooper was one of the first bands. Fredo was like, man, you got to talk about Alice Cooper. You got to talk about Alice mm-hmm. Cooper. And I was like, I'm down. Just, I need somebody else to be willing to talk about Alice Cooper with us. I can't. Like, Blink-182 is one thing. Limp Bizkit's another, because, like, those are bands I'm familiar with. Alice Cooper was a discovery. Yeah. If it's just me and Fredo, that's not going to be a very interesting show.
No.
So we got to get at least a third voice in there. So as long as I have three voices on a discovery, it's going to happen. Definitely looking for people who are willing to check out. You know, I'm going to go to my own Facebook page here and see, because I've got a list of 3 or 4 bands I want to do full-on discoveries of. I know Hum, Hole, and
Ooh, Hole
Garbage. Well, you know, and again, it's one of those ones that I don't understand why I haven't latched onto them at some point. Garbage, Veruca Salt, Hole, and Hum.
Veruca Salt, really?
Yeah.
Volcano Girls.
Yeah.
It's going to be on my list.
Seether.
Seether.
I just
really just ended that.
Maybe. Or maybe not. Who knows? I mean, I'd like to dive in and find out.
Yeah, you know, you should do. Letters from Cleo.
I just saw her on the Twitter earlier. I should have tweeted her at her. Also looking for, I know some people are into They Might Be Giants. They're like one of the top ones on my suggested mm-hmm. list, but I don't remember.
Desire.
Well, nobody's hopped in on it.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like they have like massive fans. I feel like they have massive fans.
I thought so too. I thought there would be no problem.
I thought
getting
for
that
sure
one
that
out.
There was just a ton of people that love them.
Another one I've been sitting on for a while is Ween, because that's going to be a full discovery, and I know a lot of people who like Ween,
mm-hmm.
but I just haven't reached out to say, hey, let's do this, because it's going to be quite the undertaking. I think
I always equate them with like feces and poop. I don't know why.
Maybe it's because Piss Up a Rope, that song?
Yeah, you know what? That's it. It's weird.
Because
that is exactly what it is. Is there's
with a turd for a paddle.
No, weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Mystery solved.
There you go. And I also really want to do the Two Man Gentleman Band. I don't think a lot of people have heard of them.
I don't know who that is.
They're great. And then I have the Please Explains. I've got Kiss, Nickelback, Coldplay, and 311 on my Please Explain.
I feel like that's a strong list of please explain.
And how it
not that we're trying to be elitist.
No.
We just really hate these bands.
It's more so I want to understand what it's like if I wasn't on Deprogrammed.
Yeah.
I want to listen to why you like these bands. I want you to come in and tell me what's so great about these bands, because I just don't get it. A lot, all four of those bands, well, Nickelback, I didn't really try. But all four of the other bands, I tried. I tried to understand what's so great about them, and I just don't get it. So, and with Please Explains, it's great because I don't have to listen to anything that week. I have full veto power.
Nice.
Whoever's on the panel, they each get to bring their 20 songs. They just have to present them to me ahead of time. And when we get to the show, I have full veto power, and it's cool because I can go, nah, I don't like that song. It's out. And that's, for me, that's fun. Plus, like I said, I don't have to listen to an entire discography that week. Anyway, if you're interested in any of those, check them out. Follow me on the Twitter at the Hulkster. I decided I didn't feel like making a deprogrammed. I've got enough Twitters. I've got too many Twitter accounts. I don't need another new one. Jenny, thank you for listening live. Coheed and Cambria from Nathan. Oh, Nathan says he's in for Veruca Salt.
Yeah, he would be.
And they might be Giants, actually, as well. Oh, okay. So maybe I'll get Nathan in here for They Might Be Giants. Because it's been a while since Nathan's been in. Nathan did the Weird Al one with me, mm-hmm. which was a lot of fun. And he did the Presidents one with us, and that mm-hmm. was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I always get the... I know Nathan's not a not music guy. I don't...
He's a musician.
Yeah, so I don't understand. Like, I thought he'd be all over this show. I think he's waiting for he's that kind of guy. He's waiting for that invitation.
He wants invitations.
But I don't know what music you like, man.
He's complicated.
He's an Avril Lavigne song?
Yes, that's right. And he's Skater Boy.
Hello, Nathan. Skater Boy.
Yeah. Said see you later, boy.
Boy. B-O-I, just so you know.
Terrible song.
So we didn't do a band this week at school. Thanks for sitting in with me, Matt.
Yeah.
It would have been madness if I just sat here.
It would just been, I don't know why I don't just pick my songs.
That might have been funny, too.
Yeah,
who knows?
Sure.
All right, we're out of here. Next week is Red Hot Chili Peppers, and decide for yourself if Jing Jong Ging Gang Ding Gong Gong Gong.
It's not a lyric.
Day. You can decide if that's a lyric.
It's not a lyric.
Is it a lyric or is it a racist comment? You decide. You be the judge. We'll see you all next week. Thanks for hanging in, and good night.